When Chief Justice Chaudhry and the other justices were fired by former President Pervez Musharraf, it set off a street protest movement that culminated last year in his resignation and the subsequent election of President Asif Ali Zardawi. But President Zardawi, widower of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and leader of the Pakistan People's Party, himself became the object of last week's political protests. On Monday, after nearly a week of protests, Pakistan's legal community and supporters of opposition leader Nawaz Sharif of the Pakistan Muslim League N won their key demand, restoring the deposed Supreme Court justices. Barry Newhouse, VOA correspondent in Islamabad, calls Mr. Zardari's recent decision ironic.
It's interesting because Zardari has been insisting for months that this is not possible, and in fact it requires a lot more dealings with the parliament to bring all these judges back. It has a lot of implications for many judicial decisions that have happened since November of 2007. And the worry among Mr. Zardari and some of his supporters has been that the Chief Justice will seek to overturn a lot of legal decisions that not only could upset the balance of judges in the courts, but also could, in fact, endanger Mr. Zardari's own presidency, because he was granted immunity from prosecution on corruption charges by one of these courts.
Barry Newhouse says the Pakistani media has been nearly unanimous in interpreting these events as weakening the power of Mr. Zardawi.
The media here was very aggressive in promoting Justice Chaudhry's case, in covering the protests that led up to the decision on Monday, to the point that many of the media were accused of being cheerleaders for some of the demonstrators. But it's unclear how that will play out, because his main political opponent right now is Nawaz Sharif, who, as of the decisions right now, doesn't really have a path to holding elected office again.
The international community has welcomed the peaceful outcome of Pakistan's political standoff.
The United States has said that it, from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to the Special Envoy to Pakistan Richard Holbrook, as well as the U.S. Ambassador here, really maintained close contact with both Mr. Sharif and Mr. Zardari through this whole standoff. And so they were obviously involved in the negotiations. And I think among many Pakistanis, there's a belief that they were instrumental, perhaps, in getting this deal. I think one thing that has been seen as crucial in all of this is the role that the Army played. The Army Chief is widely seen to have urged or forced the political leaders to come to a compromise.
British journalist Ian Williams says that in Britain, where many Pakistanis live, people have been closely following Punjabi politics and Nawaz Sharif's power struggle with President Zardari and his supporters.
The message that most people are getting is he's been completely inept, and his only qualification for this job was his fortune in marrying Benazir Bhutto. Sharif is now riding triumphantly, and to some extent deservedly, because Zardari and the government didn't honor the promises that they'd made to reinstate the judges. Basically, everybody accepted that the judges had been unconstitutionally dismissed for political reasons by Musharraf. Ralph Miliband, the British Foreign Secretary, welcomed the reinstatement of the judges. Just democratic terms, we tend to disapprove of the dismissal of judges who the government disagrees with.
Jahangir Pocha, editorial director of INX News in New Delhi, says Indians have been closely monitoring the political unrest in neighboring Pakistan as well.
I think there's a lot of concern in India that Pakistan is a country sliding into anarchy. The other concern is that some of this trouble could easily spill over the border, perhaps in the form of refugees, perhaps in the form of violence. There's certainly a lot of concern that Pakistan, who's veering on the edge of being a failed state, has indeed become one. When you step back and look at the overall movement, it's clearly negative.
But VOA's Barry Newhouse suggests that Nawaz Sharif may be the ultimate winner in this struggle, with his political reputation enhanced, both at home and abroad.
I think the way that he handled himself in the last several weeks, building support for these protests and making his case, he did a lot to rehabilitate his image internationally. But I think that there's also a lot of concern that the perception here is that the United States has been backing one party in all this, and there's a perception that the government has been consumed by a lot of this political bickering. And so by backing, or at least appearing to back, one party in this, it's perhaps maybe contributed to a lot of political infighting that has prevented the government from taking a lot firmer stance against a lot of the violence and the militancy here.
There remains a lot of skepticism whether the Pakistani government will be able to rein in its extremist elements, especially in the border regions with Afghanistan. But among the Pakistani public, Barry Newhouse says, there is more appreciation for the threat that militant groups pose to the country, whereas in the past, Pakistanis criticized their leaders for trying to accommodate Washington by opposing the Taliban and securing the border with Afghanistan. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.